Tim, as I understand, out of town.
I think Tim's out of town this week, taking advantage of the spring break time.
Good for him.
He picked a good time to be away with all the rain and wind coming through.
No doubt about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about spring break. I know you got some students that are also out of town here. The band in particular took a trip.
Yes, we had our high school band go down to SeaWorld for a band contest, and they've spent the last several days down there. I believe they get back tomorrow morning. From what I've seen on Twitter pictures and all, they're having a good time and things are going well. So I'm hoping they're enjoying that time away.
Well, that's a fun time for them and beautiful area to go see of the country down in South Texas.
Yeah, I've never been down to San Antonio at all. I know daughter's been down there several times and enjoys it. But, again, looking at the photos that they've sent back, looks like things are going very well.
That's so great to be able to do that. Let's talk about some of the other students. A lot of recognition going around here for Rock Creek schools.
Yeah, we had a couple of seniors get an award that I hadn't heard of before. It came out from one of our PE teachers. But we had two seniors recognized as All-Americans with the U.S. National Strength, Conditioning, Academics, and Personal Accomplishments. I didn't know a whole lot about the award, but it's very, very big in the physical education circles. And there's only about 50 of those awards given out yearly across the nation, and we were lucky to have two of our seniors qualify for that, both Josh Feldkamp and Lady Scott. So we'd like to give a big congratulations to both Lady and Josh on that award.
Oh, very good. Good stuff. Any others?
As far as awards going, you know, we finished up postseason. I didn't receive from the coaches exactly how our students finished up league-wise. On all-league boys and girls basketball and with wrestling, we did have three wrestlers qualify for the state tournament here a couple of Fridays ago. And we had, I know, Drew Bernheide, Hunter Nold, and I'm missing one, and I feel terrible about that. It'll come to me here in just a few minutes. I didn't write them down coming in, but we had three wrestlers qualify for that tournament, and they did not make the medal round, but they did represent Rock Creek very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always interesting. I always think state wrestling is such an awesome accomplishment here because other than the other sports, you know, it's kind of more – it's a team sport, but it's also a very individual sport.
It is a team sport, but as you said, it's very individual. They are out there by themselves. Yeah, the coach is on the mat, but ultimately what they've trained for, what they've practiced for, a lot of times since they were 5 and 6 years old in kids wrestling, you know, they have that experience to draw on, but it's them versus their opponent on the mat. And see who executes and prepares the best.
Well, winter sports wrapping up. We get into spring sports here pretty soon. Is that those practices, they start immediately after spring break?
Actually, some of the practices actually started about a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Our largest issue has been the weather. Extreme cold on the first few days of practice, you know, caused everything to have to be inside. You know, we don't want kids outside with temps in the single digits and wind chills as they were. So there was a lot of sharing of time of the gymnasium space we have for both softball, baseball, and track. We had a few practices off-site. I believe there's a barn around that baseball and softball have been able to utilize. I want to thank the owners of that for allowing our kids to come out there and utilize their facilities some. I believe practices were scheduled to start again either today or tomorrow towards the tail end of spring break here. But with the weather, again, I'm not sure exactly where they're going to be. I know there's a lot of high expectations for our athletes this year this spring in that they have performed very well the past few years and looking to build on those performances.
Well, that's just great. You're able to have those partnerships in the community with people to kind of help out when the weather's bad.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is a great community to be in, this whole Pottawatomie County area, you know, with people looking out for one another, they're helping one another whenever possible. So really do appreciate that.
We've got parent-teacher conferences coming up soon.
We do. Actually, at Rock Creek at junior-senior high, those conferences will be next Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. I believe they run from 4 to 8 o'clock in the gymnasiums primarily. There's a few in the classrooms, but want to keep the access as open as possible for our parents to see who's available. Some of the junior high parent-teacher conferences, I believe, are by appointments. There may be some freshman-level ones by appointment also, but the upper levels are come and go. We finished our parent-teacher conferences actually before spring break at the two elementary schools, so they have most of those completed. There may be a makeup or two along the way. But again, it's the opportunity to formally go out there, you know, and discuss with our parents the progress of the students, the direction of the classes, and just answer any questions that our parents may not have had answered up until this point.
And we're speaking with Kevin Logan, superintendent of USD 323 Rock Creek Schools here in Pottawatomie County. And you mentioned, you know, the parent-teacher conferences here. We're wrapping up spring break here at the end of this week. And then really it's the stretch here towards the end of the year.
It is. It's the home stretch. You know, there's a lot of excitement out there, you know, with how we are wrapping things up. You know, with everything, there's a beginning and an end. On the end side of things, we've got our state assessments that will be coming up the next several weeks. We have, you know, the last of the sports seasons. We're into really the strong middle of the forensic season. We've got kids participating there. We're going to see a lot of league music. We're going to see a lot of end-of-year contest, vocal and instrumental contest and concerts. We actually held a concert just last week out at Rock Creek that was a high school band. You know, just all sorts of things going on to wrap up the year and then also to get started for next year. You know, we are at this point, we're planning our in-services. We are getting things ready as far as personnel for next year. We've got a few people leaving the district, so that means we're going to have new faces coming in. We're expanding our programs. One of our bond issue projects is a tech ed building, so we've hired a technology education teacher there. I've been doing a lot of preparation work on getting our career and technical education funding set up for the classes that he will teach. We are partnering with Manhattan Area Technical College with some of those classes. We're actually going to have a Manhattan Technical College instructor come out and teach an hour, I believe, each semester next year for our students also in that new facility. So, you know, again, talking partnerships, there's a great partnership that we have there. We have other changes to our career in tech ed with our family consumer science, our business, and our vocational agriculture that we have those programs approved for next year. All of that stuff due to the state actually this Friday, and I believe I submitted the last one yesterday morning. So really good to have that part ready to roll for next year as far as a career in tech ed go.
Cool. Now, with the partnership with the tech college, will students be able to earn credit then?
I believe they'll earn Manhattan Area Tech credit. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how all those transfer to like a Board of Regents university or even if there's a transfership between technical college and community colleges. I think there is, but don't quote me on that. But that we will have a situation where our students will be able to earn some industry-recognized certificates, and we're really excited about that. One, I believe, is an OSHA safety certificate or an ISO safety certificate, and the other one's kind of a general tech certificate. So if we do have those students who are not looking towards going on to post-secondary and they're going out to a potential employer, they will have industry-recognized certifications that they can put down in front of that employer. If they are going on to post-secondary, whether it be a technical college, community college, or a university, again, they'll have those certificates to say, hey, this is what I've already been trained in. Where do I go from here?
And probably the one group of students most antsy for the school year to be up is going to be the senior class. And I understand they're going to have their senior exit projects coming up.
I tell you, we had back right before Christmas, we had our early exit projects, and there were probably 15 to 20 of our seniors took advantage of the early exit projects. And then we had the bulk of them a week ago tomorrow, this last Thursday, go through their exit projects. I was not able to set in on any of those. I was out of the district most of the day on that Thursday. But from what I understood, all of them that presented on Thursday, they passed. So congratulations, seniors, on that. That's a huge load off of their shoulders. But seeing the quality of the projects, of the research, of the mentorships that go into our exit projects at Rock Creek, you know, I just can't say enough for our seniors to complete that project and, you know, be able to focus on something long term over the course of a year to prepare themselves for whatever their next step outside of our walls is.
Yeah, so exciting time for them. As far as construction goes here, I know we've talked about a lot here on the program, but Weather's delayed a little bit of that, I imagine.
Weather has delayed the big build a lot, the fifth through eighth grade building and new gymnasium, new storm shelter, locker rooms has really been delayed with the weather just because, you know, they had really good building pads earlier this fall, and then the cold weather, the snow, the ice, and now the rain has just played havoc with them being able to get heavy equipment out on the building pads. So that's been slowed down quite a little bit. There is a crane coming in today that I believe, you know, if the weather breaks, they will get that assembled, and that crane will be used to assemble the, again, the locker room, storm shelters, and the gymnasium. They're using the big precast concrete panels for the walls of that part of the structure, so they need to have the crane ready to go for it with that. The rest of that build has been put on hold until those pads are able to dry out a little bit. However, the construction company is making great progress on our district office / maintenance building, and then also on that tech ed building. Both of those are weather tight now. You know, windows and doors aren't in, but they do have them covered. They do have electricity in there. They've got heat in there, so they can keep things dried out. They can keep things warm. And they're making a ton of progress. We should take possession of both of those buildings in late June this summer. District office, we hope to begin using that in July as our district office. And our maintenance person, groundskeeper, will be based out of that maintenance area. And then the tech ed building, we will outfit over the course of the summer with equipment that we will need for those career and tech ed coursework. And then we will open that fall of 19. So a lot of excitement going there.
Yeah, you bet. So it's good news to – you just need a little dryness just to
– We do need – and next week right now it's looking like it might dry out a little bit. Hopefully Mother Nature doesn't change her mind and the extended forecast are correct that we are without moisture next week. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Well, your board meeting, you didn't have one this week due to spring break here. You'll meet, Monday?
We meet Monday the 18th. The board decided to move that from this past Monday – to next Monday due to, you know, a lot of our board members or parents also, their kids were going to be out of school. They may have had trips scheduled, so they decided to push it back until the 18th and have several things on that agenda. We will do a KESA update as far as our accreditation, where we're at with that. Each of the buildings, the building leadership teams at the district level, myself are preparing documents for a visit that we will have on April 16th. We've got our team that will come out and visit us at that point. I'm taking to the board a recommendation to put air conditioning in the Westmoreland Elementary gym. It's really our only learning space across the district that doesn't have air conditioning in it now. We've tried to be very responsible with all of our budgets, but with our capital outlay budget to be able to do that towards the end of this year, this summer, get air conditioning in that gym. It's not just utilized again, for the students throughout the school day, but we also have practices in there in the fall and in the winter time. And then it's used by the community somewhat throughout the summer, so it'd make it a much more comfortable space. You know, it's 100 degrees outside to be able to come in, and it's somewhat comfortable inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the accreditation process, talk about the importance of that and just what that means to the district overall going forward.
Well, the accreditation process is new. Over these past couple of years, it's a Kansas Education Systems accreditation. It replaced the old QPA process, which was a 3-year process. This is a 5-year process. We are in year 3. We've got an outside visitation team that will come in once a year and visit with us on our progress, make suggestions of what we may want to do to improve. I'll be honest with you, we do very, very well academically. We do very, very well socially, emotionally. So we're looking at how can we make a good thing even better. And our team understands that, and our outside visitation team understands that, and we're just always striving to do better. We look at it as our school improvement plan. And, you know, our main focus over these last few years has been student engagement in the areas of building relationships, in the areas of building relevant, allowing our students to relate better the content that they're learning in the classroom to how they will use it in the outside world. So we're really, just building upon those principles. One of our major initiatives has been cooperative learning. All of our staff have been through 4 or 5 days of training of that. We have our fifth day of training next October 14th, and then our staff will be fully trained. We have coaches on site to help our teachers in a classroom at least on a monthly basis, if not more often if they want it. But, you know, we're really focusing on, targeted areas to become better.
Okay. I understand we have a phone call here. Someone wants to talk to you, Kevin. So
okay.
I'll put him up here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I want to thank you for having a wonderful school over there in Pod County. The extended family brought the granddaughter over from Manhattan High School, and we're so glad that her parents put $500,000 into that homestead there west of the school across Flush Road. And we voted with our money and our feet, and she's so tickled with your school, getting away from the drugs and the gangs and the badgering. Thank you so much for your efforts there.
Well, thank you for the comment there.
Yeah, I want to thank you. And again, you said people voted with their pocketbook, and they did on this last bond issue. And I hope we're doing a good job of being responsible with those resources. And, you know, really looking forward to watching our district grow, not just in size, but in quality over the next few years. Rock Creek has a long-standing reputation of being a quality public school, and we definitely want to continue and grow on that.
All right. We're about out of time. Anything else before we let you go here?
You know, just wish everyone a nice spring break, what's left of it here. I believe all Pot County schools are on spring break this week, and look forward to a strong finish from everybody from now to the end of May.
All right. Kevin Logan again, USD 323 superintendent. Until next month, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
We'll continue In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.